everyone. Happy Friday, and welcome to the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. We've got such a good show for you today. It's a packed house. Taft is producing, by the way. Hit the like button for Taft. Logan Webb, over 18.5 total pitcher outs, minus 106. Ladies and gentlemen, this one from EC, who, if memory serves, is 20-4 over his last 24 wow. MLB picks, which is just unbelievable. Shout out to Eric Cohen. Let's see that recap now. Okay, we go 4-6. 1-2 for me. I hit the plus 155, but lose the play from Wednesday at minus 106. Sniper goes 1-2. We've got Mike McClure, who hits the Gary Woodland pick, and the Sportsline picks losers of 2 of 3 there. But ladies and gentlemen, we turn the page. Again, it's been a winning week overall, and this is such a winning Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. It's BPE Friday. We got Buckets back. We got Brad Thomas back. We got this A's hat, and UFC Brasco was in the house. But ladies and gentlemen, we need a slight pick-me-up, a slight single, if not double or triple espresso. And we do that every Friday morning with your Chip Me Up.
Good morning, see you. Good morning, Buckets. Good morning, Danny. Good morning, Brad. Good morning. Hey, Max. Good morning, Taft. Good morning, Hurley, Hedge, fam. Oh, boy. Can't believe they broke it up to a six-pack to let your boy in, to let it fly with a little bit less. Links, Patterson, Messiah. You ask me every time. We are 36 days, a.k.a. Chris Spielman days, away from the start of the college football season. And if you didn't follow the Ohio State Buckeyes in the late 80s, you might not get that one. Open up them books. Open up them books, boys. Let's go.
Books literally falling off the shelves for you audio listeners. Everybody with smiles on their faces. That's how we like to start our Fridays. Frankly, every day, but certainly our Fridays. Buckets.
Sorry, Roy.
Yeah, that's a shame. Fell off the shelf. Buckets. You haven't been on the show for a few days. You're usually on the show like, you know, 3-4 times a week. You took a little soccer break. How you feeling?
Not great.
What?
To get a little bit personal with you guys, I don't know if you've read about this diarrhea parasite that was going around over the last couple of weeks. I've been going through it. I've been going through it. The worst way to end the World Cup, but we're back. We're alive. We've lost about 10 pounds, and I'm here with my boys, so that's okay. We're going to bounce back.
How? I mean,
because
you don't eat lettuce.
That's what I mean, I tried.
Listen,
it is legitimately, and I told this to my doctor, I told this to my family, I told this to everyone. I am sick because of Sia Najad, because he has been hounding me for years. You gotta eat your veggies. You're a 31-year-old man. You gotta. And so I go to Taco Bell and I get something with a little bit of green in it, and all of a sudden I'm dying. But I'm here. I told the bigwigs at CBS, I said, I will come back only if Chip is present. Chip is here, therefore I am, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Brasco, I think I have to own this. I'm trying to encourage the guy to eat healthy, and it backfired.
But he went for his greens at Taco Bell. Yeah. My brother, come on. We got to go somewhere more pure. If you're going
arugula. I'm hearing arugula outbreaks.
I mean, we cannot trust fast food lettuce in this time. In this era, Buckets, that's on.
I'll never eat a vegetable again. That's what I learned.
All of a sudden, they're the most dangerous things to you.
Hey, Mags, we're always looking for greens in our diet. It keeps us healthy. You've got a green hat on. I assume that's just a bit of a preview of your pick today.
Yeah, I do like the A's today, and I'll be talking about them in a little bit. But can we just at least mention, like, when that outbreak happened of that bacteria, Buckets was like one of the first people I thought of when I was like, in some way, he is going to get this. It was minus 800 for him to get that.
Yeah, it's so true. There was like 80% chance he was somehow going to get that. Buckets found his way to the bacteria. Brad Thomas, I'm curious today, do we have soccer or do we have golf or do we have both?
I have both soccer and golf. I need redemption from yesterday. I bet the one game that didn't go over. Like, how is that possible? There was, what, like 40 games yesterday, and I think like 75% of them went over. So we need some redemption.
All right. We got a lot of people in the chat. Everybody, please hit the like button. It'll make Buckets feel better. And what else will make Buckets feel better is maybe giving out a couple of winners. So, Buckets, you kick us off for some soccer.
Don't tell me what'll make me feel better, Sia. Yeah. Nothing will make me feel better. Time will make me feel better. But we might as well pick up a couple winners along the way. Now, this is the post-World Cup, pre-return of the European League era, so it gets a little bit dicey outside of MLS and Liga MX, but I still managed to find you not one, not two, but three plays for three check marks tomorrow morning, starting with the return of the Polish Ekstraklasa, which is back on their first match day today. And we're looking at the matchup between Radomiak Radom taking on Wycheslaw Krakow, going with both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at plus 100. Radomiak Radom was one of the most exciting teams last season. This is a team that in their 34 matches saw over 100 goals, and they're playing a newly promoted Krakow team who has already said coming into the season that they are going to fight not just to stay in the top flight of Polish soccer, but to compete, but to play with the best. This is a team that should, knock on wood, be good for goals all season long, so I love the same game parlay. Bet number two, this game is not until 11 p.m. tonight, so I will already be all snug as a bug in a rug back in my bed, not watching this game, but you guys should check it out because Club Tijuana are playing Club Lyon, and I'm going Club Tijuana over 1.5 team total. Minus 110, I know it's not plus money, I know it's juicy, I don't care. This is a good bet. This Club Lyon sides defensively are terrible. To quote the great Martin Guru, shambolic in defense. Club Tijuana don't have to be a great attacking team, even though they're not looking too bad right now, to score multiple. I love this team total at almost even money. And then bet number three, we go to Iceland. Vikingur Reykjavik taking on Keflavik IF, and we're going with Vikingur over 2.5 team total. It's minus 130. I understand that's juicy. Use it as a parlay piece. Do whatever you want with it. I don't care. But Vikingur Reykjavik over 15 matches have scored 49 goals. This is the best scoring team in Iceland, and it's not even close. And Keflavik, they're not a defensive side. They've conceded 28 over their 14. This is the kind of game where if you go, Buckets, did you see that soccer game that ended 9-4 yesterday? And I'd be like, oh, was Vikingur Reykjavik or Reykjavik playing? Because they're just that good of an attacking team. I love goals in all of my games today. I'm excited, Sia, for three check marks come Monday.
Wow. Okay. We got three check marks coming in. We got some medical advice coming from Farzad, who happens to be a doctor. He says, Buckets, hotel bucket water is the cure for, I guess it's pronounced cyclospora.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. Buckets, is you got any hotel water?
You can't pronounce recap screen names, but you just rip cyclioclospara like it's nothing. what are we doing here?
Which reminds me, you're going to be reading the recap screen, at least your picks. All right, we're going to get to some golf, and then Brasco, speaking of names that I won't be able to pronounce, we're going to get to your UFC picks. But Chip Patterson, I want to bring you in here because when I found out you were going to be on the show, I had already told Taft that I might add a pick to the pick that I have a plus 210 pick. It's a half a unit play because you can win a full unit on it. We'll get to that later. But I was going to add another pick, and this always happens. It is this pick, which and I think people will, if anybody who was on my Twitter yesterday, because somebody chimed in asking about the pick that you're about to give out. And I looked at it. I said, this is a pick I was considering, and I was just going to go ahead and add it because all signs point to Michael Brennan winning his three ball.
Yeah, Michael Brennan in a three ball against Brant Snedeker and Matt Kuchar. Couple different levels to this. And before we even get to their performances yesterday, which, by the way, we're talking about Michael Brennan shooting a 6-under, Snedeker and Kuchar both 4-over or worse. So we're talking about just in terms of what we saw on Thursday in the first round, in this matchup, in this pairing, Brennan beat these guys by 9-10 strokes. We just need him to win by one at plus value. But you're going to say, but what turned you on to Michael Brennan? Well, we've got, in my opinion, a tryout before the tryout, a game within the game, for those of you who are aware of those sorts of ways of looking at this, because Brant Snedeker is the 2026 President's Cup captain for the United States. Brant Snedeker, also two Ryder Cups and a President's Cup as a player. Matt Kuchar, four-time Ryder Cupper, five-time President's Cup team member. And while I say this as a commentary, it's also maybe some criticism, but the United States Ryder Cup President's Cup organization is a boys club. It simply is. You kind of get tried out, you get scouted. Years before your selection, you kind of are deemed either approved or not approved in the club or out of the club. Michael Brennan probably knows this. He might not because he's only 24 years old. He's trying out for future Ryder Cups right now. He is trying out with the boys club. He's trying to put together his best golf. Yes, so that he can get another PGA Tour win to back up what he got at the Bank of Utah Championships back in October. You know, kind of a fall series, young guy coming out of Wake Forest. But Michael Brennan is balling in front of the vets that can be able to get him on wearing the stars and stripes down the line later in his career. I just don't think he's going to let the standard slip that it was in terms of the statistics. He had a little bit of some shoddy work in terms of around the green, but tee to green, we're talking like top five, top 10 in the field. Very, very much dialed. Young talent playing with his future. Snedeker and Kuchar, they are more likely to be captains than they are to be participants in some of the biggest events. So let's ride with the young gun.
Yeah, I totally agree with this one. I think if anybody's going to scare Brennan in this one, it might be Kuchar with the short game. Buckets, why are you nodding? Like, you know anything about what we're talking about here?
It's easy. Chip says something, you just nod because he's not wrong, right? Makes you look smart.
That's so true. Yeah, you look completely dialed. Chip, quick follow-up. I know you're doing a lot of stuff for Cover 3. David Takin here, I assume he's referring to college football. UAB over 3.5 wins as their team total. Do you have any reaction to that?
Oh, so I was the one that starred this, Sia. I was the one that said, do not let David's comment fly by without us being able to address this. Because one of my favorite things to do is to sweat a very low win total, you know? Because you've got probably one FCS game. You've got, and then you're just scrapping. You're clawing. Mm-hmm. You are trying to get to four wins. Four whole American wins for a team in Birmingham whose logo is a dragon. I mean, Buckets, start nodding. Start nodding. This is the kind of thing you're talking about. Here's the story. All right, so Alex Mortensen is the new head coach of UAB. Alex Mortensen is Chris Mortensen's son. Oh. Alex Mortensen was promoted to interim coach last year after they fired Trent Dilfer. And UAB, I'm sorry to Trent, I know he's a big Early Edge listener and viewer, yeah, but they must have hated that guy. They played so much better after he was fired and Alex Mortensen was promoted. So here's what you are buying when you're asking for UAB team total over 3.5. You're asking for the good vibes son of Chris Mortensen to have a modicum of success. 4-8 is a winner right here. So from a vibes perspective in the American Athletic Conference, where the drop-off from like the fourth team to the seventh team is massive, you're just asking UAB to be like the ninth best team in that league. And when your competition is Rice and Charlotte, North Texas is totally gutted because they're all at Oklahoma State. You know, Tulane's going to take a step back after that roster reloads after the exit of John Summerall. The entire conference is just throw it up and see where it lands. Can UAB go get four wins? I say, hell yeah, let's go, David.
Yeah, good stuff from David. Buckets, I practiced the head nodding thing, and I felt completely dialed. Totally faked it, but I feel like it's working. Hey, Mags, real quick, before we get to UFC with Danny Braska, we got so much more to cover, including Brad's picks, PGA soccer, your official pick, A-Mags, my official pick. But Brandon Lowe hits, runs, RBIs from lights out. Any thoughts there?
We had somebody, and it might have been him, we had someone ask, they said they're going to the Pirates game today, and they wanted a play. Lowe was not the one that I chose in that left-on-left matchup with Matthew Boyd. Boyd's been much better against lefties, but righties, it's a 260 average. And if you guys remember the name Esmerlin Valdez, he hit a home run for us in Yankee Stadium the night that we played him over hits, runs, RBIs. He's been so good against lefties. So I think that would be the hit run RBI I would go with from the Pirates side.
And one more, we're going to have more MLB questions after the break and after Danny goes. But Jeff Stenberg says, do we like Jesus Luzardo 10 plus Ks at plus 250? He says it feels like a layup. Of course, that's laced with some sarcasm as 10 Ks is quite a bit. A-Mags, your response.
Yeah, Jeff must have read my pick this morning on Jesus Luzardo strikeouts on the Sportsline website. We're going over 7.5, over 8.5, and yes, Jeff, over 9.5. I think Luzardo could crush this Yankees lineup tonight. They kind of have to force feed some lefties in there just because of who they have on the roster. That should help Luzardo, and I think those righties have some, you know, great opportunities for strikeouts as well. So let's take Luzardo, man. He's been great when you look at the numbers.
We'll climb in the ladder. That's not even an A-Mag's official pick. It is an official pick on Sportsline, but he has an official pick for this show as well. Danny Brasco, We've got UFC Abu Dhabi this weekend. You've got a few picks for us.
Yeah, 9 a.m. start time. So, you know, we like coffee and violence. And we're going to get it started right away with, I think, a fairly obvious pick. This is the biggest betting favorite on the card. And I'm going to take him the only method that you can really find some value. Give me Islam Dulatov by round one knockout to kick things off. Look, they're feeding him an opponent that he can find early, I think, and put away. Dulatov's finished all of his last three fights by the first round knockout. And he's fighting Wellington Turman, a UFC veteran, you can say, in the welterweight division. He's 3-6 with the promotion. He's on a three-fight losing streak, and he hasn't fought in 2.5 years. That's concerning against a huge welterweight like Dulatov, who has crazy finishing ability. He's massive for the division. He's 6'3", 75-inch reach. He throws cracking straight punches right down the pipe, and he's got elbows, knees on the inside. I think the first clean shot that lands on Turman will compromise him, and Dulatov will finish this fight. So he's minus 185 by knockout. I took round one. I'm being a little bit greedy, but I think it's a kind of, I don't want to say a layup, but the best way to bet this fight. So give me Dulatov by the early finish. Next up, I'm expecting a banger in this fight. It's Ismael Bonfim versus Axel Sola. I don't think it sees the final bell. I like the under 2.5 rounds in this matchup for a couple reasons. Number one, Sola is willing to get into a nasty fight. He's also big for the division. In lightweight, he's 6 foot. He uses his physicality, his pressure on fighters. And just 4 months ago, he was in a fight of the night, fight of the year, fight of a lifetime candidate with Mason Jones, one of the wildest bouts I can remember in recent history. I remember it clearly because I was actually at a bachelor party. I was on a boat in Mexico. Everyone's swimming in the water. I'm watching this fight like from the sun deck, screaming. Because Sola went through hell and back. He ended up losing that fight, but he took crazy damage in a war. And now he's coming back so soon after that. I worry that if Bonfim's speed and explosiveness early cracks him, maybe he opens up a cut. Maybe the doctor is forced to step in. But if that doesn't happen, Bonfim could get finished. He's been stopped in all three of his UFC losses. Four of his five fights have gone under this 2.5 mark. And now his fighting spirit is kind of being put into question. Pressure strikers who can back him up and make him fatigue after the first round have folded him and put him away. He got quit on the stool after he got hit with a question mark kick from Nazim Sedyakov. And so I wonder if he can last in a nasty fight with Sola. I like the under 2.5 in this one either way, whoever has success. And finally, guys, let's go to the main card. This is a heavyweight that I think has real talent and will show out in this spot. I like Rizvan Kunaev by KO or sub. His first two fights in the UFC have both gone to decision, but he took on Curtis Blaydes, an excellent heavyweight top five veteran, and he went to split decision that he lost, but I actually felt he won that fight. We got lucky. I bet on Blaydes. I didn't think he won. And then he fought Jailton Almeida to decision. Almeida's just like a weird, tricky grappler. He can create kind of stinkers of fights sometimes. He actually got cut by the UFC because some of his fights can be boring. Kunaev didn't get to show out in those fights. He's a dangerous striker. He's got good timing. I like his skill set on the feet more than Tyrell Fortune, who's a solid veteran, but has been finished in two of his three losses. He got finished in PFL with a heel hook. He got knocked out back in the day in Bellator by a much lesser striker. I think Kunaev has a chance to actually get his first UFC finish. 9 of his 14 wins come inside the distance. We get plus 140 on a guy that normally wins by finish. He gets to really put on a show in this matchup, I think. Give me Kunaev inside the distance, and good luck on this Abu Dhabi card.
All right. We've got some follow-up, but which we'll get to, Brasco, later on in the show, because I want to move the picks along and get to Brad's next. A lot of questions, a lot of baseball questions that Taft is helping with us in the chat, UFC, soccer. So we're going to get to all those, but I do want to tell you about a BetMGM promo. BetMGM players will receive a no-sweat token to apply to any bet on any home run bet, MLB home run bet. To use the token, add an MLB home run bet to your bet slip and activate the token. If your bet loses, you will receive bonus bets. Again, a no-sweat home run token courtesy of BetMGM. We also have the home run chart to give out as well. We got Mike McClure in the chat. There is so much going on right now, including my solo. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear the rest of the picks, the home run chart, answers to your questions right after this message from our partners. We're back on the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Brad Thomas, we've kept you quiet too long. You've got a couple of picks for us on a Friday.
Yeah, I'll go with soccer first. Going to take some MLS action here. This game is not until tomorrow, so you guys don't have to stress looking for it. St. Louis City versus Colorado Rapids. I'm taking St. Louis team total over 1.5 goals. This team has been scoring quite frequently, especially at home. They have scored 2+ goals in 5 straight matches. They're scoring 2 goals per contest on average. And what I really like about this situation for them is they are actually pretty close to their XG numbers. XG numbers of 1.78, which means, yes, they're slightly overshooting their XG, but not by much. Rapids have been pretty putrid defensively, conceding 1.67 goals away from home. So I like the team total here. You could get spicy and take both teams to score in over 2.5. But like surprisingly, the Rapids haven't been great in front of net. So I'm keeping it pretty easy or pretty simple. Second one, I took a golf bet. It's a tournament bet. Jake Knapp over Keith Mitchell for the full tournament, -108. We didn't see much separation between the two. This is more of a price play, but also a little bit of a comp course play. I want to consider this more of like a PGA National with larger fairways comp, right? Like there's a ton of water in play, a lot of water in play here at 15 different holes. Rough is thicker than PGA National. And you have to go back, 2 years ago, Jake Knapp took that golf tournament by storm, shooting a 59. I think this is a really good setup for him. I also really like the fact that Jake Knapp probably had his what should be worst round of the tournament. He basically gained across the board, was still 3 under and very unlucky. When the luck kind of evens out, he should go pretty low. And Keith Mitchell is a serial round one guy and then not really try. I think Keith Mitchell's kind of ceiling is closer to that T14 range, where I have Jake Knapp closer to T5 range.
Yeah, if memory serves, our esteemed producer, Taft Gant, might have something to say about Jake Knapp. I know you're handling so much behind the scenes here, Jake. Is there any way you could come on and drop some Jake Knapp knowledge? I don't know. I'm calling him out here. Oh, he's
napping.
Oh, I see what's okay.
Yeah, I get it,
baby.
Taft, we get it. What's the play though?
Rookie
mistake.
Brutal.
Such a rookie.
Yeah, are you really going to interrupt my nap? I had to mute it just so y'all wouldn't hear my snoring.
Way to play that off.
I'm with Brad on the Jake Knapp play, but I'm going to go under his strokes for today's round. 68.5 at plus money. He has gone under this number at TPC Twin Cities in his last 5 rounds. So it's a no-brainer for me. I'm glad to see that Brad is on the nap wave with me. Maybe Brad, after this, you can also join me and catch some extra Z's.
Yes.
He sold it. Brad, you like this play as well at plus 115?
Yeah, I actually took this play last night. And the line was insane last night. It was at 69.5. 68.5 plus money is really, really nice. I feel like the floor for him today is probably 65. It's -1.29 strokes to par right now, which is insane. The wind's going to pick up, but I've been monitoring the forecast and it's BS, right? Last night said the wind was going to be a lot slower than it was forecasted this morning. And what happened? Last night's forecast is seeming to be more accurate than what we saw this morning. There's not a lot of wind out there, so I imagine it max probably gets to 12. So his ceiling, well, I guess I said that the backwards, right?
Oh, yeah, the floor ceiling.
I said it backwards. I'd say his range of outcomes is probably like 68 to probably 65. That's probably
fair. And I think it's raining a little bit on the course right now, just a little bit. They're not going to like stall play, but that certainly is going to make for softer conditions, which is going to help the heavy hitters like Jake Knapp. And he certainly bounced back yesterday after having a few tournaments in a row where it didn't look like the form was back. Let's move along. We got a lot more baseball to get to, including our home run chart. But A-Mags, you talked about Jesus Luzardo. You've answered a couple of questions, but you also have an official pick, which I assume pertains to the Oakland, Vegas, Sacramento A's.
Yeah, whatever city you want to associate with them is probably correct. They are, you know, certainly on the move from city to city right now. I'm excited to see what happens when we get to Vegas. I know we already, you know, thought about having a sports on meetup there for, you know, at their new stadium. So that would be very exciting. But today, against the Twins in Minnesota, going up against Zebby Matthews. I'm going to take the A's to score at least 5 runs here. We're going over 4.5, right around even money. I thought this price was really good. And, you know, it's probably partially because you don't have Nick Kurtz healthy. But still, this lineup, when you look at the last couple of weeks, they've kind of turned things around. You know, if you look at maybe the larger sample size over, you know, a month plus, they were kind of struggling against righties. But over the last couple of weeks here, they really have bumped things up. They're in the top 10 in OPS, 70-75 against righties. And Zebby Matthews is really not a guy that I trust. If you look at him against both sides of the plate, I think there's worries. There's hard contact against lefties specifically. It's a 281 average. There's, you know, issues with lefties, but I also don't really think he's that great against righties, maybe overperforming a little bit even. So I think there, you know, this A's lineup, when you look at it, you got guys like Shane Langeliers, you got guys like Tommy White, you know, coming back up as righties in the lineup that can do damage. Then you have all those different lefties and Soderstrom and up and down the lineup. So I do think they can score some runs here, but I have to at least also mention, it was mentioned in the chat here, I don't remember who it was, but they said, how about just full game over 9.5? That's the way I'll be able to post it on the Sportsline website. We can't do team totals on there, but still, I think the full game over is fine as well. You have Jacob Lopez on the other side too. So I just think there could be a bunch of runs in this game. Every which way, every projection had the A's over 5 runs by a very comfortable amount. So I liked this price for them. And it's also the bullpens. Both of these bullpens can probably contribute to the scoring. Each of them bottom 5. The A's are league worst. And the Twins really, you know, after that extra inning effort yesterday where they had to burn 5 arms, I'm not sure exactly where their bullpen is going to be at today strength-wise. So I like the A's to score as the away team, 9 at-bats. But I even like the full game over and just some runs all around here tonight in Minnesota.
Steve Folkert says A's have exactly 5 runs the last 3 games, so that checks out. We've got a lot of baseball, even some football stuff. I mean, Balanalli, I mean, Chip and Brasco, Brad, I know you all cover football. He says Cam Ward is my favorite target in fantasy. Daboll is going to make him excel. I'm going to say a big no to that one for fantasy purposes. I mean, it's one thing if you want to take his props or something because they're pedestrian, the numbers are, but gosh, I can't imagine playing Cam Ward with that Tennessee Titans
offensive core. Line. Yeah, offensive like an line. Offensive line, run game, receiving options.
Receiving just, option, yeah.
Receiving option is going to be Buckets, a rookie.
What are you counting?
I've got a football question, if that's okay for Chip.
Go.
I'm looking at the SEC schedule this season, and Chip, I was curious if I was crazy for wanting to throw a unit on A&M to win the SEC at plus 850.
That's not your question, Buckets.
Hold on.
My question.
Wait. You're talking about Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Texas 8-4?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You might be crazy for.
I thought it was a dumb question. I thought it was a dumb question. I don't like it. I just
if you think 8-4 is going to win the SEC, I mean they call it a meat grinder, right? You know everybody beats up on each other, but 850 is a little starchy. I think you could probably get Bama at like 600, and if you think Keelan Russell's going to hit, win that quarterback battle, and end up being one of the best in the conference, I think that's a little bit of a better value than Marcel Reed. Year 3, who might just be Marcel Reed after losing his offensive coordinator. So I think you can get better options in that like 5-1 or longer price range.
That sounded like an Eminem lyric. That was dope. That might just be the Marcel Reed.
That was Brad. Solid. Go ahead, Brad.
Every year we fall into the trap of betting Texas A&M to win the SEC. The price is always plus 700 to plus 900. Do not fall into the trap. Every year, oh, they look so good. Oh, this and that. No, do not do it.
They've been had talent. Always. It doesn't matter whether it's Kevin Sumlin or Jimbo Fisher or Mike Elko. Like, they always have money and talent. And they sometimes they start hot. 6-0, 7-1. Like, let's look at Texas A&M. And then when you just need those last wins, to close it out, it's tough.
Yeah, Jeff Stenberg, idiot.
great question, Buckets, Jeff Stenberg. Amex, you had something a couple of minutes ago. What was it?
I just wanted to put a little respect on Wandale Robinson's name. We're saying they have no receiving options there in Tennessee. I'm a big Giants fan. I watched him for the last few years, had him on my fantasy
he's a
team.
Cute,
still
he's
do.
A cute target underneath yeah, for like a bunch of gobbling up a bunch of receptions.
Yeah, he's good for fantasy.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
he's
going to help Cam Ward's. Hey, listen, that's going to help Cam Ward's completion percentage, but in terms of like as a fantasy option, it's still a big no. I like Wandale Robinson.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. Otherwise, we would have problems.
Good. Yeah, Wandale Robinson, you cheer for because you got a 5-win team and you just need somebody to cheer for, and he's fun.
I've been there, Chip, for the last however many years.
somebody mentioning Calvin Ridley as like a
still
like
waiting
option. Like
I have three fantasy teams that are still waiting for Calvin Ridley to do something. Come on, man. Yes, I'm done.
From like 6 years ago.
Help.
And by the way, the guy who's typing Tyler Shuck in capital letters like 10 times in a row, that's a really good way to get yourself put in timeout. We did talk about Tyler Shuck yesterday, though. So shout out to all the Saints fans out there. Okay, I got to give out my play. Then we're going to get to the home run chart and we'll finish up with some last minute questions. This chat has been unbelievable. I wish we had a full hour to handle these questions. I'm going to take a pretty big plus number here. Again, I fully endorse the Michael Brennan play at plus 140 that Chip gave out. I'm going to give out Tyler Duncan. And I know not a lot of people are familiar with Tyler Duncan. He's been around for quite some time, and he's kind of fallen off over the last 3 or 4 years. But there's a couple of things that he's doing well as of late and that traditionally he does well. Tyler Duncan, plus 210 over Jordan Smith, who everybody loves this week, and he was okay yesterday. And Rafael Campos, who actually could compete in this three ball, but I don't expect him to be a huge factor. I'm getting a plus 210. I only have to put a half unit on this to win a full unit. And I get Tyler Duncan, who's been very accurate off the tee. He's not particularly short. He's not long either, but he's not going to be one of the shorter players necessarily. And he's accurate, and the approach play has been okay. So I feel like at a plus 210, we're just giving a little bit too much credit to Jordan Smith, who has been playing well lately. But again, when on this side of the pond, like I need more info to see how Jordan Smith is going to play. And I just don't think he should be a big favorite in this three ball. So I think we're getting value on Tyler Duncan, who I think is going to keep himself out of trouble and who has flashed lately, at least here and there over the last month or so, 6 weeks. So plus 210 over Jordan Smith, Rafael Campos. That's this afternoon, along with the Brennan play and everything else you've heard nap wise and otherwise. Let's get to the home run chart. And then A-Mags, we'll get your reaction to that. We'll finish up with some questions. And after this home run chart, Buckets, I'm going to have you rattle off anything in the chat that pertains to soccer. But here are the top MLB home run plays courtesy of the Inside the Lines crew. Ryan Jeffers, Mookie Betts, Juan Soto. Looks like the biggest value is on Mookie Betts, plus 375 versus plus 575, which, of course, that bigger number is the real odds versus the Inside the Lines crew's odds at plus 375. Then we got Soto at 293 versus 325, and then Ryan Jeffers, 402 versus 432. A-Max, your reaction?
I like the Betts one. I mentioned in the chat that I'm on the Dodgers team total over 4.5 tonight as well as the A's. So, hey, how about a Mookie Betts? Plus 575, what a great price there compared to what we have it at.
Also, Katie Taylor in the chat. I know she's dropping a lot of plays, but one of them I can get to right now. Hernandez at plus 448. A-Max, your thoughts?
I really am not going to butcher his first name because I can't really say it. But I don't mind it, I guess. And look, sometimes Kate, and he's going up against her mom, Marquez, so I get that. I like that. Sometimes Katie has picks, and I haven't even like fully looked into that game or whatnot. I just blindly tail them because she's always on fire. So I'll throw that one in and not worry about it hitting.
Katie Taylor, you can catch her on this show, but you can certainly catch her in the Sportsline Discord as well, or at the Early Edge meetups because she was there as well. Buckets, give me some soccer Q&A.
All right, I'm going to rapid fire here. UAB over team total 3.5 wins in college. I like that bet a lot. I'm looking for soccer questions. Dodgers money line and team total over 4.5 plus 115. Great look. Is the home team on top in the MLS on the betting apps? Brad, I don't know. I think it will be, right? Or is MLS switched? MLS
in the betting apps? Yeah,
it's still going to be top, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still top. Nice. That's not a good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that was a great question. Yeah.
Is it the same from book to book?
Well, it's different than like baseball or basketball where it would be home team on bottom, team on top. And then when you're scrolling down, it's like home team over under goals. And so you need to make really sure you got that dialed.
And then it is that on MGM, home team on top for MLS. And then, there's not a soccer question. I can keep guessing on Rockers, Brewers over 8.5. Sure.
What about this one from a recent Rockers birthday boy, Jeff Stewart?
Chip, watch it. Club America, Moneyline plus over 1.5 goals. They're playing a newly promoted team that I'm not going to pronounce right, Atlante. Never heard of this team before, so I'm not going to give a take on this until I learn more about them.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Nashville SC to win the MLS. So I'll go to you, Brad, on this one. Nashville SC to win the MLS Cup at 10-1.
Yeah, they're the best team, right? They literally just suffocate you defensively. They can score goals like basically out of nothing. They're not like a really opposing attack, but it's like kind of like an Arsenal where they kind of just suck you dry. But they're going to lose. this Saturday because I will be in attendance at that match.
Wow. Brasco, Gipper's Picks has something that I actually don't even understand what this question is. OV, EV are 25-1-1 in fights in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, the fighters with last names that end in OV or EV are typically from the region around the UAE. They're 25-1-1. Home cooking is a very real thing there. I've seen some disgraceful robberies, like a fighter clearly won and they're just like, no, our guy. So, you know, you usually want to be on towards the sides of those guys. Don't go hunting dogs on cards like this because there's not going to be 4, 5, 6 upsets on like one of those crazy cards. I gave you out two fighters, Dulatov and Kunaev. I took both of them to win with finishes impressively. So hopefully the OVEV comes true. And Sia, one thing about UFC I wanted to mention as well. On Sportsline, you guys can now find the UFC picks in the pick section. And they also added the ability to pick rounds. So the bet I gave on Bonfim versus Sola going under 2.5, you can find that as well on the Sportsline section, adding some more to the UFC on the website as well.
And the reason why that's breaking news, that there are some picks that the Sportsline tool doesn't allow us to put in on the site just because it doesn't have the capability to do it. So like most of the conventional picks Sportsline can do, but there are certain picks that we're finally graduating to being able to put in the actual pick section as opposed to articles or in the Sportsline Discord or on this show. I am Sanic says, is Blair worth a replay on his three ball at plus 160? So you're a little late to the party there. That would have been a live three ball number. His actual three ball number was plus 132. I actually put that in the Sportsline Discord yesterday. I also tweeted it out after I put it in the Discord. It's a play that I'm on right now, and you might be able to get it still at the plus 160 range. They're literally all three of them are tied at 2 under through 9 holes. So you can play these three balls live. If you want to jump on Blair, feel free. Obviously, Kanaya and Dunlap are playing pretty well so far to be tied with Blair through 9 holes. Rockies Brewers, we'll get to one or two more questions. Buckets, you go, and then I'm going to get to a Rockies Brewers over 8.5 from Steve Fulkerts. Go ahead.
Ed Garza said, do we like the Rockers to win today? So that kind of goes hand in hand with what you were talking about.
Oh, the Rockers. AMAX, do we like the Rockers, and do we like the Rockers Brewers over 8.5?
Over 8.5. I do like the Brewers to score. I actually think Ching Drone could have a good start here, though, against the Rockies. So somebody asked about his over on the outs. I don't mind going over on the outs. I don't even mind going over for his strikeouts, too. That's where I was looking at some of his underlying strikeout stuff is strong. I guess I don't mind it, but I think you might be better if you just go Brewers because they're probably going to have to do the heavy lifting here for the total.
We have to end on this question from Pogo Picks because it brings everything full circle. And Brad, I'm going to get you involved because are you a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, Brad?
Buccaneers.
Oh, Buccaneers. Okay, so this isn't as well suited for you as it is for Chip Patterson. We're close to football season. Mm-hmm. We just gave out an NFL future yesterday on Parker Washington, one of Trevor Lawrence's targets. I think it's a great pick from Prop Stars. Go back to yesterday's show and listen to his analysis because it was on point as usual. With that said, Pogo Picks, bringing everything full circle because we know Trevor Lawrence is going to be talked about. Thoughts on Trevor Lawrence over 3,750.5 passing yards at minus 114. Chip Patterson, I know you haven't necessarily studied this prop, but how are the vibes on Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville going into this year?
I've got way more spot-on, clear-eyed analysis on predicting the way that you were going to react to this. When I saw it come down the line, it was more a, Sia, what are your thoughts on Trevor Lawrence over 3,750.5 passing yards at minus 114? And in my head, I thought, Sia ain't paying no damn tax to root for Trevor Lawrence.
Well, I mean,
you got to throw out a plus number. As a matter of principle, you are not laying your extra hard-earned dollars asking the long glorious flow to get out there and get it done. I mean, what happens if the boy gets hurt and then all of a sudden you're sitting on 3,750.5 passing yards? You don't want to pay 14 cents on the dollar for that.
The truth is, when you're taking props like this, even though I don't have much respect for Trevor Lawrence as like a top 15 quarterback in the league, or 16, if we're going to split it down the middle. I will say a lot of this stuff is tied to Liam Cohen, just like a lot of Caleb Williams stuff is tied to Ben Johnson. Regardless of where you think the talent is, if you got the right OC and the right head coach, Buckets, you're not sneakily doing that, by the way.
It's on camera.
It's still on camera. Anyway, so I don't actually hate this prop. I would probably lean to the over. I don't really have an opinion, but I would lean to Jacksonville regressing and their win total under and their ability to win their division. I'm out on that stuff. So we're going to talk so much more NFL in the coming days. We're going to have big shows for like going into the preseason, futures shows, you name it. We're going to have it on the Sportsline YouTube channel. So make sure you're subscribed to this YouTube channel. Brasco, go ahead.
I mean, see, if you think they're going to regress a little bit, that means more negative game scripts where potentially they're passing the ball. I like the idea of another year for Brian Thomas, Travis Hunter, Parker Washington, Liam Cohen. I mean, three of his five seasons, he's had 4,000 yards passing. And 1 year he went like 100 under. So this isn't that crazy of a number. Like Chip said, it just implies injury. I took like Joe Burrow's passing total over and he immediately went down and, you know, that was up in flames. So it's just dependent on health, but it's a number he can definitely surpass. I like it.
Super Bowl winner, Joe Burrow, next year. Well, I think the Bengals could go to the Super Bowl. Like, and I think they're going to lose to the Rams just like they did in 2022. That's my kind of long shot-ish AFC
when they're playing in Tampa, when they're playing in Orlando. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be such BS for all Jacksonville Jaguar fans. They're going to have their best season ever, and they're not even playing at home.
Yeah, their schedule is tough with the London games and it's going to be, I think it's going to be rough for Jacksonville, but I don't hate that prop. Okay. We actually have to, bro, Chip, you feel like you want the last word here.
No. Oh, I mean, okay. I literally crashed this party. I was not invited. And I was like, I am here and there's a chip me up in my heart. And if I have the opportunity to share that chip me up with everybody, I wanted a chance to do it. So thank you to Sia. Thank you to Taff for allowing me to join you.
Well, you're always welcome on any show, but particularly on Fridays. I wish I could get to more of these picks. We've already gone so long. We've dropped so many picks. Daniel Greer, I see you. Crispin, I see you. Farzad, Liddy, Katie. I know there's a lot of picks in here that we just can't get to. All right, let's get to the recap screen, and then I think we'll get everybody out of here. All right, 3M Open. Tyler Duncan, +210, just a half unit play over Jordan Smith and Rafael Campos. Then we go to Brad Thomas, St. Louis City SC. Team total over 1.5, -128. That one's tomorrow, by the way. And Jake Knapp, -108 over Keith Mitchell later on this afternoon in the 3M. We've got the Athletics over 4.5 runs, -105 from AMAGS. And don't forget, he dropped some knowledge on Jesus Luzardo later today as well. All right, Buckets and Brasco, you're handling this part.
We have Radomiak Radom hosting Wojciechowskie Krakow in Poland, both teams are scoring over 2.5 goals. We have Club Tijuana hosting Club Lyon. Club Tijuana over 1.5 team total at -110. And Vikingur Reykjavik taking on Keflavik IF. Vikingur over 2.5 team total, little bit of juice at -130 in Iceland.
Next up, let's head to UFC. Islam Dulatov by round one knockout, -110. Ismael Bonfim versus Axel Sola to go under 2.5 rounds, -135. And finally, we'll end with Rizvan Kunaev by KO or sub at +140. Thank you very much.
That was impressive. Big pick energy Friday. Oh, love this picture from Taft. Yeah, this is a good representation of how today went. Do we have the sports line pick, Taft? I believe it was another one from EC who's trying to go 21-4 over his last 25. Logan Webb over 18.5, total pitcher outs, -106. And if you have the home run chart, Taft, we'd like to take another look at that. Ryan Jeffers, Mookie Betts, and Juan Soto. That's the sports line model. Jacob Fetner inside the lines crew picks right there. We've got people dropping F1 picks. I see Addison. I know Chris Kish is usually in here dropping F1 stuff too. So a lot of people in here just doing a lot. I think Gipper's picks was dropping CFL picks in the sports line Discord yesterday. A lot going on in that Discord. So make sure you join discord.gg/sportsline after you join at sportsline.com/join. Thank you, Chip. Thank you, Buckets. Danny Brasco, Brad Thomas, AMAGS, and of course, Taft on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Buckets, do you mind closing out the show?
Let's go ahead and take TJ Bumfield for the Rockies to get a home run at +600.
It's Rumfield, so.
Rumfield?
You know the law.
Bumfield.
You know the law. Yikes. You know the law. Gotta go. Bye.